This is a podcast from WOR.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
$250 a month.
For $250 a month, I can get the car 3 rooms and a bath.
All right, I tell you, I'll give you one for $200, and that's the same rate I gave my mother.
Still too high. Can't you do any better?
Well, how's it gonna look if I give you a better rate than I give my mother?
You shouldn't charge your mother.
My love's bigger than a candy. I tried to show you, but you drive me back.
Sunday night in New York City. We're broadcasting around the world on iHeartRadio from the WOR airwaves in Tribeca. I'm down at Battery Gardens at One Battery Place, my favorite restaurant. It's closed right now. That's why I have access to it. You think they'll invite me when they're open? No, but they're closed right now. It's Sunday night, and believe me, it's the best restaurant in New York City for tourists, residents, anybody. You might have missed me last week. I did take my first cruise, and I have to tell you, the best part about the cruise was I had no cell service, no emails, no texts, no phone calls. I started to relax. I started to calm down. You know, I had a tough week the week before. I had my identity stolen. That was really rough. There were some changes some of you know about at Melrose Credit Union. I'm going back to work on Tuesday. Things are still the same, and I want all of you to know that this program is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. And, you know, if you have a commercial business and you need a new loan, go to Melrose. If you're looking to refinance, if you own properties, go to Melrose. You really can get there from here. But let me just tell you, I was so relaxed and so calm. You know, in this world of technology and instant communications, coming off the ship, I take 2 steps off Pier 88, waiting for the light to change on 12th Avenue. And a guy on my right says, you need a taxi? And I ignored him the first time. I'm back. I want to be mellow. I want to be calm. I just had a vacation. And then he pushed my button. He said again, do you need a taxi? And I looked at him. I said, are you a yellow cab driver? He said, well, where are you going? I said, I didn't ask you that. I asked if you're a yellow cab driver. He says, I can take you anywhere. And I said, you better get out of here. You're hustling me. I'm going to call the police right now. He says, you can't call the police on me. I'm TLC. I said, yeah. Now, in some unique New York verbiage, I started speaking very loudly at him. And I demanded to see his badge. I didn't use those words. I had some adjectives in there. I said, if you don't show me your badge right now, I'm going to have you arrested this second. Well, as of my voice, anyway, got a lot louder, and I said some words that I can't repeat on the air, a security team came out from Norwegian Cruise Lines and told that gentleman to get off their property. So that was a good step. So a couple of things. I want you to know that if you get off any cruise in New York City, don't listen to anybody. They're hustlers. Go yellow cabs. There's a yellow cab stand right across the street. And also, on the upper level, when cabs are dropping off passengers, let me just tell you, in the studio is JFK Mike.
Yes.
And up in Boston, Massachusetts, is John McDonough. How are you?
Just listening to you and the horror stories about people landing in this city
and just being assaulted at Kennedy, LaGuardia, and now getting off a ship.
Well, you told me why they would announce to get a yellow cab upstairs at the 48th Street, Pier 88. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because that's where you're dropping off. And people generally getting off those ships have a ton of luggage. I mean, particularly in Brooklyn and there. So it's a lot handier if they're upstairs and you're dropping off that they can just jump into the cab and go where they have to instead of crossing literally a highway on 12th Avenue, dodging the traffic to get over to the hack stand that's right across the street.
Yeah, it's kind of weird over there. They have, ironically, the taxi stand for most of the passenger lines is right in front of the Hustler Club. So if you get your wife and your kids and you know where the taxi stand is, you might be in some hot water.
Noah had told me about a report that came out a couple of days ago that says two-thirds of Americans are reportedly stressed out. And the truth is that I didn't realize how stressed out I was until I had no access to communication, and I have to tell you, it was really relaxing. But you take one step off the pier, you're back in New York City, one step, 30 seconds after I'm back in New York City, and as John said, welcome back to New York. You know, hey, you need a taxi cab? You trying to hustle me? You know, I have to tell you, when I got across the street where my friend was picking us up, a family was there, and the guy said, are you with the TLC or are you a cab driver? I said, well, I'm in the taxi industry. Why? He said, you did a great job with that guy. You really did a great job. That's why people end up paying $100 to go to the Port Authority, like a friend of mine. Do you hear that, folks? Getting ripped off for $100. Stay away from the hustlers, okay?
I'm tired
of being hustled at the airport. I'm tired of being hustled at the pier. Get rid of the hustlers. On strike, shut it down.
It's such a great song. Too bad it's poisoned with the hustlers at the cruise lines. But Dave, welcome back. You are our leader. You're our shining star. You are the beacon of life in our otherwise lifeless airway world. So thank you for being back on the air again. Everybody missed you, and we're waiting for the next big thing.
And Dave, I also saw that you put up on Facebook, now that you're back, that you have taken off your bucket list swimming with dolphins. Now, I just saw on Facebook there's a dolphin page, and he said he took off his bucket list swimming with a New York City cab driver down in Nassau. So it works both ways.
Right.
Well, there's cab drivers around the world. In fact, I got some emails from Australia, and I'll just give them a shout-out, because apparently they have a large bridge there that leads into downtown Melbourne, and hundreds of taxi drivers had a convoy that started at the bridge, and they brought the city to a standstill, and then they ended the convoy at the Parliament House, calling for the resignation of Transportation Minister Jacinta Allen. There were fights between police and some of the taxi owners who were yelling, you know, theft, and literally what they're doing is illegal. And let me tell you what they're doing there. One of the cab drivers said, the last license we paid $440,000 for about 7 or 8 years ago, and now the government wants to buy them back. And I think they're buying them back at substantially less. I don't have the amount here. They didn't tell me that, but I looked at an article, and one of the quotes is, imagine if your house was worth $1 million and now it's worth $100,000. But one of the cab drivers also said, what do we do about our friends who owe $800,000 on their taxi cab? Sound familiar? Sound familiar?
Very familiar.
You know, drivers are saying we've lost almost everything. We've got nothing to show. You know, I've worked my whole life. I mean, all these similarities. We've lost them to years, all my younger years, when I left my wife and kids at home, no holidays, and at the end we get nothing. We worked all those years for nothing. So I tip my hat to all the taxi drivers in Melbourne, Australia, who are listening to the Taxi Dave Show tonight or whatever time it is over there.
Yeah. Well, I do what I can when I, before I come in to see the show, so to speak, or do the show. I try and Twitter these guys over in Melbourne and across the world. And I know the London guys are crying because they have this onslaught of Uber cars over there. And it just goes on and on throughout these cities where, look, the city told us, our little piece of the world here, they keep saying, oh, it's competition, competition. Listen, the city told us there wouldn't be any competition, that we would have exclusive street hail rights to drive a cab. And now they're going to double-cross the cabbies, not only, I guess, in New York, but across the world. So maybe they should refund the money and make it treble damages and disbar some of the people who are judges and lawyers who are not listening to cab drivers and basic common sense.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. We'll talk a little, in a couple of minutes, a little bit about, remember David Plouffe, the gentleman from the Obama administration who went to work for Uber? There's some interesting information about him. And also, the president of Uber, Jeff Jones, not the CEO, but the president, Jeff Jones, decided to, on social media, speak with some of the drivers. That didn't go too well from him. But now that we gave out the number, we have a couple of callers. 800-321-0710. Let's start with Bert. Bert, welcome to the Taxi Day Show.
Hi, David. Happy President's Day to everybody, and a reminder that George Washington was the first American hero, first general who was a hero in the American Revolution. And, of course, the other president we celebrate was Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves. Now, this segues well into the taxi industry because for many years, like you just said, taxi drivers literally slaved so that they would have enough money to pay for medallions and take care of their family, and they thought they were investing in something good. What I called for tonight, David, was to respond. I want to respond to Mayor de Blasio and to the New York Post. Last week, Mayor de Blasio said the taxi industry didn't keep up with technology, and that's why the medallion became worthless. The New York Post then repeated that in an article in a couple of days in an editorial. Let me tell you something. I want to give you just – I don't want to take up too much air time.
Okay, so the New York Post echoed what the New York Times said, that the yellow taxi industry didn't embrace technology when Uber did. Go ahead.
Right, but let me give you a little history dating back to some politicians. In 1982, Mayor Koch, who I hope is not resting in peace, destroyed the radio taxi industry that was in yellow cabs. When the yellow cabs had radios in the taxis, they had taxis in every borough. They had in the Bronx, they had bases, they had Bronx Sioux, or All City Taxi in Queens, they had Queens Sioux, they had Skulls Angels, they had Love Taxi in Manhattan. There were taxis everywhere. There would have been no need for green cars because there were yellow taxis serving everywhere. Mayor Koch decided, no, the yellow taxi industry was too strong, so he made the yellow taxi industry take the radios out of the car, and there was the birth of the black car industry. When the black car industry was born, of course, the yellow taxis lost most of their calls in the outer boroughs to the radio cars. So, of course, they were then located mostly in Manhattan. So the yellow taxi industry, way back when they had the radios, did try to have technology. They had taxis everywhere. They had surge pricing because the customers offered and were willing to pay just a little bit extra to get somebody to come to their house riding empty to get
there. I was in Bronx 2A. I was in Bronx 2A. Most of my fares were in the Bronx.
I was in Minuteman. Most of my fares were in Queens.
There you go.
So that was Mayor Koch, right? Then you had Mayor Bloomberg, who, like the mayor of Chicago, I don't know what Mayor Bloomberg is invested in, but he made it his point to literally publicly say, I'm going to destroy the medallion industry. He didn't like that there were some medallion owners that were millionaires, but these millionaires worked 14, 15, 16 hours a day with blood money. Blood money, for those who don't know what that means, means they
folks, you're getting an education on the New York City taxi industry from caller Bert. Go ahead, Bert. Try to wrap it up within a minute.
I'm going to wrap it up. So that was Mayor Bloomberg. He didn't loan anybody to be a millionaire. They worked 16 hours a day. Yet he became a billionaire. Mm-hmm. I don't exactly know what he does. He publishes a newspaper with numbers on it. That's his great work, okay? Now you have Mayor de Blasio, who said that the taxi industry doesn't have technology. Every time the taxi industry tries to have technology, what do they have to do? They have to go and get it passed by the TLC, which they don't do. They don't do anything. They don't do anything about Uber not having wheelchairs. So every time the taxi industry tries to do something, they're shot down or they have to go through red tape. With Uber, I give Uber credit. They have a good idea on Monday. Tuesday morning, there it is. The idea is in effect. So don't tell the medallion industry that they didn't try to use technology to improve themselves. You never let them improve themselves. Shame on you, Mayor de Blasio. Shame on you, Bloomberg. And Mayor Koch, I hope you're not resting in peace. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you,
wow.
Bert.
Apparently, I missed a lot while I was gone.
This guy just put, like, gave us the nectar of everything we've been ranting and raving about for the last 5 years or 3 years, however long this mess has been in effect. And he brought up some very good points. It's like, we're trying to compete, but we're hogtied. We're in the basement, hogtied in a steel cage with a GIMP mask on. That's where we are with technology.
And listen, we have to deal with the dope from Park Slope, right? Uber can change whatever they want. They charge the passenger one fare. They charge the taxi driver.
Can you say that again?
The dope from Park Slope.
And where does Mayor, where does Mayor de Blasio live?
Well, I know he exercises there and he eats there. I don't know where he's living these days.
He live before he was mayor?
Oh, just a little bit near Prospect Park.
Yeah, and what neighborhood?
That could have been Park Slope.
Okay, that's what I was telling you.
But the thing is, here we have a taxi TV. They've done surveys on the taxi TV. Passengers hate it. We still haven't got rid of it. So Uber would never have the taxi TV. They can do everything they can to make it more pleasurable for the passenger.
John, that brings up a point. The governments can do whatever the hell they want. That reminds me when Mayor Bloomberg actually put a survey in the back seats of all yellow cabs. Which taxi would the public prefer as the taxi of tomorrow? And there were three choices. One was a Karsan, a Turkish vehicle that wasn't built yet. One was the Nissan, which wasn't built yet. And one was a Ford. And something like 84% of the responses liked the Karsan from Turkey. That's what the public wanted. So Mayor Bloomberg did the right thing for the public. He approved Nissan.
Right.
They do whatever they want. That's the bottom line when they're in charge.
And also, I think 90% of the Nissan is made in Mexico. So, make America great again.
It'll be interesting to see where that goes. So, John, I understand you have some friends in London that were telling you about bike lanes and congestion caused by Uber and bike lanes.
Yeah, well, I'm some friends with the black cab drivers in London, but there was an article in the New York Times 2 days ago, and this has to do with environmentalists. Like, they always do good and they feel good because they think whatever they're proposing will work out. Like, all we have to do is look at ethanol and gas. That was supposed to be great because then there'll be less gas being drilled if we use ethanol. So now that turns out that we use more water, we use up land, people are dying around the world of starvation, but we're taking ethanol and putting it into gas in order for us to have cheaper prices. So this brings us to what's going on in London. London now is having the worst pollution since the 1800s when they used to call it thick as pea soup. And in the article in the New York Times during the week, it said the British government provided financial incentives to encourage a shift to diesel engines because laboratory tests suggested that that would cut the harmful emissions rate and combat climate change. Yet it turned out that the diesel cars emit an average of 5 times more emissions in real-world driving. London also encouraged people to use bicycles more, but there is a growing debate over whether bike lanes make congestion and pollution worse by forcing more cars into fewer lanes and increasing the amount of time they remain stationary. Huh. Some people have also suggested that bicycle commuters are exposing themselves to harm by being too close to the exhaust-emitting cars. Researchers from the London School of Medicine said cyclists inhale more than twice the amount of black carbon particles as pedestrians making the same trip. So here it is, environmentalists, oh, we want the bike lanes. Now, the bikes, people driving the bikes are going to die earlier than people walking, and now they've got us jammed into 2 lanes, particularly on First Avenue, where we have all the hospitals on the right-hand side. We got the bike lanes. We got the concrete barriers. Nobody's moving. And everyone's breathing in the pollution. So much for the environmentalists that want to help the bike lanes. I think what should have been done is the bike lanes have to be separated from the cars. Make 2nd Avenue, 3rd Avenue, or Park Avenue for bicycles that can go uptown or downtown and keep the cars separated from bicycles. Because we do not mix. It's oil and water, bicycles and cars. They do not mix.
And New York City is no different. You know, I'll repeat some of the things I said on prior shows. I saw Polly Trottenberg on Channel 7 stating when they put up the dedicated bike lane on Columbus Avenue that goes south in Manhattan from like 90th Street down to Lincoln Center at 65th Street. Oh, traffic runs 12 minutes faster than it did before. And they put her on the spot and said, well, we did our own survey and we did it a dozen times. And the best result we got was adding 8 minutes to the trip before the dedicated bike lanes. And for the first time, she stuttered. They got the DOT. Once again, it's government saying and doing and lying and saying whatever they want to say, whatever they want to do. They invent the truth in their own minds because they have an agenda. They want to get things done. Oh, yeah, the bicyclists, look how strong we are politically. Well, now you're going to die from lung cancer, okay? The Uber cars, oh, yeah, 100,000, you know, 45,000 more cars in New York City, that doesn't add to traffic, and that doesn't add to, you know, to air pollution, and let alone the more and more unlicensed vehicles that can no longer be impounded that are picking up street hails illegally without the help of NYPD. And by the way, I just want to shout out to the commissioner of the NYPD. I want to thank him for promising me that Chief of Transportation, Chief Chen, would call me to discuss enforcement issues on illegal street hails. More than enough time has gone by, so I was just pacified. Okay, he wanted to shut me up. I had an hour with him. We talked about stuff in detail. Once again, government doing whatever they want to do. Yellow cabs don't count to our government. We need to do what's best for us. We need to unite.
Yeah.
John, you're an activist. You have some good ideas. You were saying show up at every press conference.
Right.
Well, I mean, there has to be a concerted effort, particularly this year. We have to have people at everywhere the Dauphin Park Slope goes, that we make it a campaign issue and ask him the question at whatever press conference he's at, what are you doing to help the yellow cab industry? He just settled with the PBA. He settled their contract. He settled with the teachers. He settled with the transit workers. Now it's the yellow cab's turn. We have to be in there in his face and saying, listen, there's a lot of trouble within the yellow cab industry. What are you doing to help protect it? You're doing nothing. And the industry is going down. We need help. So this has to be done. We have to make it a campaign issue. And I just wish the garage owners, the private owners of medallions, that they can all get together, come together for two or three topics or two or three points and say, listen, let's force this issue on to the election stage that's coming up. We got a lot of guys like Dave, I think you know, Bo Deedle, and Tony Avella, and a lot of the other ones, that maybe they can start campaigning and make this an issue.
Well, I got news for you. Just from what I see the last week, Eric Adams, and then we have Christine Quinn, and Tony Avella, and a lot of people are starting to step up because they smell, they see a little blood in the water with de Blasio because he's not the slam dunk that everybody says he is. And I'll tell you one thing. I took a green cab to get over to the train. The trains are a disaster. The subway system and the buses in New York City. This is why I think Cuomo has this whole delusion with Uber that he's going to use them to bail out mass transit. For what? Why are you going to do that? Just fix the subways and the buses. And I see in the back of the cab in that monitor, they have the Blasio has a fluff piece, then the leader of the city council has a fluff piece. All this like happy faced, smiling people propaganda that says how wonderful everything is in the city. It's not wonderful, and I think the polls show that. And I think it's time that we start holding their feet to the fire.
Something. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, But I haven't been this angry, you know, since I took my car in. I have a 74 Cadillac, as you all know, and I brought it in to have my brakes fixed because it was a very, very unique problem that only a handful of mechanics could fix. So I called the guy today. I said, "You fixed my brakes?" He says, "Listen, I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder."
That's pretty good.
You think that's funny? You think that's funny? It wasn't that funny when, you know, I told my doctor that, you know, after I told my doctor that I had VD, he gave himself a shot of penicillin.
Dr. Vinny Bombach.
That's exactly who it was. But, you know, we like to have fun here. We like to give statistics here. We talk about things in taxis. You know, if you have stuff to talk about with subways and buses, give us a call at 800-321-0710. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, taxi business industry and the credit union are going bankrupt. It was caused by the government. All the politicians that were involved to destroy the yellow cab business, they should have brought them to justice, and they should be charged like any other civilian.
So you're saying they broke the law?
Yes, sir. They did break the law. They destroyed so many families. They destroyed credit unions. And probably they got promised some stocks in the near future from Uber.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. We'll talk about this after we take a break. But what was interesting about Uber is a former Obama aide was fined $90,000 for illegally lobbying the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. There's a great report, a great article by Bill Ruthart and Hal Dardick, reporters for the Chicago Tribune, and the Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And I think Rahm Emanuel actually worked for the Obama administration. So he was fined $90,000, okay? I just don't know where to go with this. $70 billion company doesn't have the common sense to use a lobbyist for their meetings, or to register as a lobbyist. Now, right before we come to the break, I'm going to give you some news. A little birdie told me that Uber wanted to come after me for not being a lobbyist. Well, you know something, guys? For a little bit of money, a lot less than $90,000, you too could hire a lobbyist and do what I do through a lobbyist. Have meetings. Every time in New York City you have a meeting with a politician, there's a list who you met with, what you discussed, what bills, and it's signed by your lobbyist has to fill out a quarterly form. You have to fill out a quarterly form as a client. Okay? That's all it takes. Instead, let's just hire somebody from Obama to speak with the mayors in this country. We don't care about the local laws. We'll do whatever the hell we want. Okay? I'm tired of this. And callers, hold on. New callers, we have a few open lines, 800-321-0710. And don't forget, our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And before the end of the show, I'll give a shout-out to some friends on Norwegian Cruise Lines that I met. So stay tuned for more of Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We are your commercial loan headquarters in New York City. So give us a call. Taxi Dave will be right back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The second half is starting.
You mean there's more?
Of course there's more. We only seen half of it.
Oh, I ain't going back in there.
Going down the line. Going down the line. Going down.
I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with John McDonough in Boston. I'm at Battery Gardens and Battery Park. And JFK Mike is in Tribeca at the iHeart Radio Studios. I want to thank Henry of Zabcab. He wanted to correct me that Emmanuel Rahm was actually the chief of staff for Obama from January 09 through October 2010. And also, there was another correction. I stated that the people of the city of New York wanted the Carsan with 84% of them. Well, I was wrong. They wanted the Carsan and gave 66% of the votes. Two-thirds of New Yorkers wanted the Carsan. And Mayor Bloomberg made a deal with Nissan. It was no accident that after that big storm we had, Hurricane Sandy, you saw Nissan flags, banners, posters all around the New York City Marathon. Okay, who knows what really happened. There were 6 electric vehicles donated to the city by Nissan. There's a lot of stuff that government does that we don't know about.
Yeah.
But
well, I'd just like to chime in and say that the one thing I have a problem with the Nissan van is that solid partition. Needless to say, everybody on the air now on this little group here makes money talking. And I make money driving a cab talking because people like to talk to me. God knows why, but apparently they do, and it shows up in the tips. And when I've driven that van with the solid partition, and I'm like the boy in the bubble, I do see my tips go down because part of the taxi experience is being able to talk to the driver and interact with the human in the cab. So I hope they do something about that where we can at least chat with people, because now you have like a speaker that says, where are you going? And you sound like a robot. So I hope they fix that.
Hey, Johnny, do you find that, as I did, that communication? I mean, I've been around the world when I drove a taxi cab. What about you?
No, but you know what? JFK Mike is so right. Now it's almost like the lunar module. We have a microphone where we have to hit a button to talk to people in the back. It's almost like Houston communicating with someone that's on the moon. It's literally, you're going back and forth hitting a button.
13.
Yes. And you know what, Dave? I wanted to talk to you about how, and I think what's going on with the yellow cab industry is of biblical proportions. Uber and Lyft are like locusts that are coming into the city, And we're becoming rolling sweatshops that people are now sleeping in their cars for weeks at a time. Maybe you could tell the story you were telling me that people don't even go home anymore, that they're so desperate that they sleep in the cars for weeks on end and they descend on cities to work.
Yeah, I was reading an article about San Francisco, and there was a video on it, too, speaking with various drivers 40 miles away. Some drivers from San Diego and Los Angeles, they'll drive to San Francisco, do the Uber thing for 3 weeks, save money by sleeping in the car. I don't know how the heck you do that for 3 weeks, you know, and make their money and then go back. And they what do they show? Rush hour, worse and worse, total gridlock on main streets. Total gridlock.
Yeah.
But just like the survey that New York City took, spent $2 million on about the extra vehicles in New York City about a year or two ago, and the conclusion was that, you know, 40,000 additional vehicles, whether they're, well, those were licensed ones, you don't know the illegal ones that are in New York City, have no adverse impact on air pollution or congestion. How do you like that? Pam, you've been waiting online. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Welcome. Oh, Taxi Dave, I just want to wish you a shout out for you. Happy birthday, Taxi Dave, from the FX family. Happy birthday.
Okay. The cat's out of the box. Cat's...
16 candles.
Right, it's my 16th birthday, folks. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know, there's no anonymity. Thank you again. I appreciate it. You held on all that time just to say that. Okay, Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, I didn't know it was your birthday. Happy birthday, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dave, can we say on the air what you want for your birthday?
She's in the room. No. Yeah. Ben, go ahead.
Not calling for correction. I'm calling to agree with you. What you said before, the drivers have to unite. This whole Uber thing, I remember you were talking a couple weeks ago about the mini one-hour strike they had at JFK for the whole immigration thing, and guys were still working. Uber was active. Here's the problem. You know, medallion owners, garage owners, or drivers, we fight to have competitive rates so we can live. $2.50 a mile is what it is now. Uber is charging $1.75 a mile before commission. And the problem is, and you know, we have to take some of the blame as the drivers. As you see in these Uber cars and stuff, you see yellow medallion FHV licenses in the front. These guys who drive yellow cabs are switching to Uber, Lyft, and driving, and they're subscribing to these low fees. They're working for less money than they would get in the yellow cab. And, you know, that's part of the problem. You know, when you work for that low rate, you're working against what other drivers and medallion owners fought for so hard to earn a decent wage. And, guys, the only way to stop it is to stop driving for them, even if it's for a day, a week, you know, a few days or something. You know, if we went on strike on a Monday morning, 4:30 a.m., for one full day, all the drivers, would you imagine what would happen? People would miss flights, meetings, appointments, what have you. It would show the city how much power the drivers really have, and it's just earning a decent wage. You know, honestly, you work so hard to get that $2.50 a mile, and they're charging $1.75 a mile. I started driving yellow cab in 2004. It was $1.50 a mile then. So, you know, it makes no sense to me. And, you know, of course, like, you have the people who order Uber and Lyft.
So you're an Uber driver?
I've done it for a bit, but I stopped doing it. I refuse to do it. It's absolutely, you know, when I got in, I was driving a black car, and, you know, the rate was much higher and stuff, but that whole game changed now.
No, it's interesting because I've had some Uber drivers, former yellow cab drivers, when they leave the yellow industry, they say, I'm tired of being a slave to the slave masters. Yet it sounds like Uber's doing the same thing. Worse?
Yeah, it's it.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's modern day slavery is what it is. You said it yourself. There's people sleeping in the cars just to make a buck. You know, that's does that sound like crazy to anyone? I know it sounds crazy to me. shouldn't have to be sleeping in their car to make a buck. Something's got to change. The drivers have to stop driving for these guys, and it'll nip all this stuff right in the butt. I just wanted to say that. We need some unity,
you know,
guys.
We have the most educated listeners in the country on this Taxi Dave show. That's why we're the number one talker. You know, a little bit of humor, but down to earth, real stuff. I mean, one of our listeners just, if you go to YouTube, look up How I Live in My Car. Apparently, there's a YouTube video on How I Live in My Car, and I don't know if that refers to driving with Uber. Ben, here's Pat just sent in an email. Great show tonight, Taxi Dave. The reason that the dope from Park Slope won't settle with us is that the taxi drivers and owners are not unionized and therefore aren't the built-in voting bloc for this fall's election. Thanks for the email, Pat. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com, and our phone number is 800-321-0710.
I just want to ask, jump in real quick and say, whatever happened to the Bureau of Weights and Measures with Uber charging $1.75 a mile, and then they're charging this, and then they're charging that? At what point did Uber start using a metered rate? I thought they were a flat rate. And once again, we hear this compete thing from the Taxi Commission. Say, listen, if you want us to compete, make sure Uber charges at least, for the sake of the working drivers, which the Taxi Commission has a responsibility to protect, according to the city charter. It's in the city charter. They should at least make the mileage rate the same or more as a yellow cab, because this guy's talking about $1.75. That's a joke.
You know, we're talking about Uber.
If we're going to have a livable wage working at McDonald's and everything, we need a drivable wage here in New York City.
That's right.
That has to be the same and comparable to people that are going to be working at McDonald's. We have to be at least $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, Uber is one part of it. The other part, as you're hearing, is the government. You know, Ben is right. Pat is right. Charbel, these are all people who are affected by this. Here's an email from Florida. I just met a woman in Florida where I live, and she lives in Midtown Manhattan. She told me she prefers to use app services that will come and pick her up at her address. Uber does, but Via doesn't, is what she told me. She says she sometimes takes yellow cabs, but prefers to use app services. I asked her if she knew that yellow taxis have apps, and she said she never heard of it before.
There you go.
We should have the apps
on the doors
of all New York City yellow cabs with the rates. You know what? You're absolutely right. Yeah. Thank you. That's someone in Florida. Okay? In Florida is telling us, and it makes sense.
Yeah. And why do we not have the rates, the metered rates for yellow cabs on the door anymore? The guy who took that off, I think he's a college professor now. He's not even running the Taxi Commission anymore.
No, he's working for Uber, actually.
Oh, wonderful. So we got to put the metered rates on the side door of cabs. That seemed to work okay for 80 years, and the last 2 years we didn't do it. I think maybe a little competition move right there to put the metered rates on the side of the door, which everybody wants. What's the problem?
Mike, we should have the app advertised on every yellow cab that people standing on the corner can download it when they see us stop at a traffic light.
Yellow cabs have apps too, folks. Mm-hmm. If you're a tourist, yellow cabs have apps too. Download the apps, okay?
Right.
If you're a resident, yellow cabs have apps. If you live in Florida and you're a snowbird, yellow cabs have apps.
Let me just say, Dave, I love this show, and John, you're doing a great job. But, Dave, I want to thank you and Melrose for bringing this show to the cabbies and the people of New York City. This is a godsend. We really have to keep the show going, and we want all the people to keep calling in and listening, because, Dave, you've done yeoman's work getting this show and keeping this show on the air, and it's a national treasure.
Well, you know what? Just for that, I'll give a shout-out to the 99% of lawyers who give the rest a bad name. Okay.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
That's a nice segue, huh? Brother Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, we lost Brother Ben. You know what? When we come back, we have a couple more callers. I don't know where they're calling from, but our number is 800-321-0710. The time is flying by. And, you know, you have something to say? You want to vent? You enjoy listening? You know, shoot me an email. Tell me you enjoy the information. Tell me you enjoy the humor. You enjoy the show. We want to hear the good stuff, okay? And if you have an experience that you want other people to know about, let me know. Ever get hustled outside Pier 88? Let me know. I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Moho's Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
No, no, she can't take you mine.
Taxi Dave Show is back. This is the place to be on Sunday nights, folks. You know, I always wondered, you know, why do psychics have to ask you for your name? Anyway, what can I tell you? I just wanted to mention something, and then we'll get to the last callers. We only have 10 minutes left to the show. Apparently, ride-sharing president of Uber, Jeff Jones, decided to go on a public Facebook question and answer thing with drivers. And in total, he got to answer 12 questions. Two of the 12 questions were, is this session live? So that means he answered 10 questions. Wait a second. One of the other questions was, hey, and he responded, hey, to someone who wrote hello. So he answered 9 questions. Mm. The participants began flooding Mr. Jones with comments and complaints, angry messages, stories of their own negative experience with the Uber platform, you know, everything like we need to get paid more and treated like human beings. And then Jones switched to the company line, you know. And after about 30 minutes, Jones left. There were 500 total comments, and many of the drivers were just clamoring for more two-way conversations with the company. Well, what Jones did say is he pledged to read all the questions, even if he could not answer every single one. But after that, the drivers left some interesting responses. The bottom line is one of the responses. Uber doesn't care about us, and neither does Jeff Jones. This was a poorly planned, poorly executed attempt at pacification, one user wrote. Once Jeff realized that the drivers could actually hit him with hard questions, he turned tail and ran. They don't care about us. They never will. For now, if we get frustrated and quit, well, there's always a new sucker to sign up. And let's not forget, they hope to replace us all with self-driving vehicles.
No!
That was an article by Nick Stat, by the way.
Well, Dave, you got a great show, brother. It's just want to say, remind everybody that not only is it Dave's birthday, so is there a place they can send all their gifts? I don't know.
It sounds like soupy sales. I don't know.
Yeah.
Support Melrose Credit Union.
Support.
Okay?
Fair enough.
That's what I can tell you.
And I know every now and then I get obnoxious, so the last thing I want to do is barge onto your show and talk about NYCTaxiNews.com, because I know how annoying it is when I start talking about NYCTaxiNews.com out of the blue.
Just because NYCTaxiNews.com is the only place, if you don't get the hard copy of the Taxi Insider newspaper, you can get it online at NYCTaxiNews.com. You don't have the right to mention NYCTaxiNews.com on my radio show, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm going to my NYCTaxiNews.com meetings, and I'll
Joe,
try and keep it.
You're next on the Taxi Dave show. Joe?
Yes, Dave.
Yes,
Dave. What previous callers have alluded to basically is the term Bruner's competition. And we're back to square one where the HASA Act was put in place to stop what's going on now.
That's exactly right, Joe.
And the regulators and politicians are, basically asleep at the switch or pretending to be asleep at the switch. But also, Dave, how about the judge who said about 3 or 4 years ago in a lawsuit brought by the black car industry, how about the judge that said halo was the equivalent of a street hail? And how about him educating the other judges that have ruled Uber is not a street hail? You know, I mean,
it's funny. You know, we have educated listeners. As you're saying that, another email came in and said the laws need judicial notice of what the term now, on demand, etc. mean.
Yeah.
Which,
100%.
You know, and I might as well add, you know, we're speaking of Australia. I want to get this right, but I've been known to be wrong before. I'm pretty sure it's Australia, since my Australian friends have been emailing me. A judge came out and said that Uber X fares are taxi fares, are street hails. They are the same when it came to Uber X. So the judges in Australia, they have balls this big. How big is that?
Yay big.
Yay big.
Well, for like soccer and rugby, I guess.
Yeah, throw them on the Barbie. Don't
you know, they don't care about billions of dollars and the, you know, financial companies that behind the scenes support the government and indirectly run this country. God, did I really say that? I sound like a liberal, don't I? My gosh, what's happening to me? Too much port. I have a bottle of, for my birthday, somebody bought me 40-year-old Tony Port, and I've been drinking it during the show. And by the way, if you're listening to that, don't drink and drive. Okay? And I'm taking a cab, I just want you to know, from Battery Garden down in Lower Manhattan, I'm taking a cab back home. I'm not driving tonight, folks, just in case you're interested. Joe, are you still on the line? Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. Quick one from Brother Ben, and then we'll try to get...
Thank you. Welcome back, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Taxi Dave. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, that was your real Marilyn Monroe moment, Dave.
Give him a Grammy right now.
Oh, God.
Isaac, you're next on the Taxi Dave show.
Yeah, Taxi
Don't
Dave.
Don't sing happy birthday to me, Isaac.
All right.
Marilyn.
Quickly. When was the last time you heard the truth coming out of a Democrat's mouth? They are all liars and hypocrites. Last week, Mira Joshi stated that Yellow Cab ridership fell only by 8%. What a lie.
8% since when?
Uber,
since when?
As of today.
Yeah, but since when? 8% from 2016 to 2017 or 8% in the last 3 months?
I think it's been two years of 8% each.
I don't know what you meant, but I can tell you this. Before the Uber era, I had somewhere between 30 to 33 passengers per ship. Now, I have somewhere between 17 to 20.
Yep.
It is 30% false. Shame on you, Mila Yushi, coming out and spreading lies that yellow cab ridership fell by 8%. Shame on you.
And so you say you're down by your fares are down by 25%.
30%.
30%.
And as I speak with hundreds of yellow cab drivers, they all agree with me. I challenge you to ask the driver to call and say by how many percent the ridership fell. So why Mila Yushi, she says only by 8%? Is it a cover-up somewhere?
Selective, probably the selective months. That's probably the last 6 months, maybe the last year. I'd love to know what it was when Uber started and what it is now. And you just gave us an example. 33 fares to less than 20 fares. That's a combination of more traffic and less passengers. Am I right?
So 50,000 Uber cars in double park, and they're killing me. Now, Dave,
and that's another thing. Before I left LaGuardia Airport, there was a story. We've reported this. We broke the story. You know, LaGuardia Port Authority asked for help with more taxi cabs. Cars are parked on the Grand Central Parkway for an hour to get up the ramp, and sometimes an hour and a half. People are getting out of the cars, elderly people climbing over concrete barriers. Okay, I got to get off. I want to shout out to Norwegian Cruise Line's Gareth Jones, casino manager. If you mention his name on Norwegian Cruise Line's The Breakaway, okay, you mention Taxi Dave, he'll buy you a drink. How do you like that? And a great team effort by Tim Gregory from Norwegian Cruise Line's. I lost a valuable article, and Tim Gregory, the vessel security officer, got it back for me. So thank you, guys. All right, I got to go now. Taxi, take me to the Bronx, baby.
This has been a podcast from WOR.